KX93.5. I'm Brian Holst, and I'm joined by a very special guest, Mr. Julian Casablancas. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
I am excellent. You are you're in town right now in support of Julian Casablancas and the Voids, which is your newest act in your album, Tyranny. You're playing at Observatory tonight, and you were kind enough to come down from L.A., actually, so thanks for fighting the traffic, man.
My pleasure.
I guess that's part of the Southern California experience, right?
It's cool. I had Imagine Dragons to carry me home.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
No, I don't mind. I was laughing. You know what the funny thing is when you do an interview sometimes is because you kind of, I mean, you're a very nice dude, and but you're on the air. I guess you got a more professional kind of voice, and then I always wonder. Well, am I supposed to, like, turn it on, too? Like, we were just having a casual conversation, and now I feel like, well, you know, I was driving a long way, and I got caught in traffic, and I'm really excited about the show tonight, and got a couple of tickets left.
Coming up. Yeah, you know, it's really funny, because I've been at the station since it started, but I've only been doing the afternoon shift for a few months, and, you know, when you're working in radio, you're trying to be conversational. That's the point, you know, because I mean, it's like, you're not at a podium. You don't want to use a podium voice. You want to be conversational. But at the same time,
there you are again.
I know.
That's cool. No, man. You're working. I expect to do your thing.
We've been enjoying your album Tyranny with Julian Casablancas and the Voids. Do you usually use the full name, or do you guys have a shortened way you refer to yourself? The Voids.
Yeah, Voids.
Okay.
Or JC.
I somehow feel like I'm singling you out every time I say that, and obviously it's a group effort. So.
Yeah, it is.
So tell us about the creative impetus for this, because, I mean, you're obviously trying to make a little bit of a statement, which
creative
is...
Creative impotence?
Stumble over those words, creative impetus. You know, when you take a look at, let's say, the cover art for Where No Eagles Fly, it's obviously sinister looking. We've got the eagle, kind of semi-mechanical looking. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you're not really happy with the socio-political status. So, I mean, what made you want to go out and make this record?
You're referring to the artsy 80s prophesizing of drones?
Right, pretty much.
Cold War prophecy. Politics? What? What was the question?
Well, no, not politics. I mean, it's a very different sound from what you've done in the past and your last solo album. Right. So, you know, what kind of got your mind there? It's raucous, it's raw. Is there something that really made you want to go out and make an album like this that's a little bit dystopian, I guess you could say?
I think, short story long, I decided that I really just wanted to do what I thought was cool and what I would want to hear, and then I felt like if I did that, then hopefully other people would like it too, more than if I tried to. Not that things in the past have been to please other people, but I just think that when I first started, I kind of had that mentality more, and I kind of lost my way a little bit.
So you're trying to be truer to yourself, in a sense.
Well, I think I don't know, the luck or the whatever it is that you're in the public eye, I think you definitely start to, it's hard to ignore what everyone else says about you or things. So I think you're conscious of it, and you're hyper aware of what you're doing, and you're trying to kind of please everyone at once. And so I think I just forgot kind of to focus on just making what I thought was good, and hopefully people will, dig it.
Absolutely. It's great stuff. Let's take a listen to one of the tracks, and then we'll come back and talk about tonight's show a little bit more, as well as the album. This is Where No Eagles Fly from Julian Casablancas and the Voids album Tyranny on KX93.5.
Upon a telling people if they won't use it.
Where No Eagles Fly from Tyranny, the debut album from The Voids, or Julian Casablancas and The Voids, if you will. Where else are you playing?
We're playing the Wiltern tomorrow, and then we travel north, then we go to Europe for a little bit, and then Australia.
I love Australia.
Yeah, you lived in Sydney, right?
Yes, sir. Yes,
tell
sir.
Us.
Have you ever been there? Or?
To Sydney? Yeah, I've been to Australia, sure.
You probably seen more of it than I had. I unfortunately was kind of restrained to Sydney when I was there for about 9 months, but...
You definitely saw it more than I did then.
Well, you know, I wanted to get out to see Melbourne and stuff like that, but...
You said it very Australian-y. Melbourne.
Melbourne, yeah. Australia's a good place,
though. Accents, yep.
Right. Well, let's talk about... Well, actually, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I was just trying to think about what you've been up to over the last year or so. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you what it was like to work with Daft Punk. Those robots have accents when there's not vocoder involved. But I mean, that's
their next album title.
I mean, it's eminently cool. It's Daft Punk. Was that fun for you? How did that come about?
It was great. Warren, who I've worked with on many videos and artwork, and he worked with them, and he introduced us, and yeah, we're pretty
just sort of happened.
Kind of like-minded. They're funny, you know. They're cool, creative team. You know, one guy's more like creative details. One guy's more like vibe control.
Vibe control.
Yeah. That's like one guy's like working, turning knobs, theorizing, and then the other guy will be like, cool, not cool, like thumbs up or thumbs down.
I like that. And it's like, what do you do? Vibe control.
I mean, he does more than that, but that's a caricature for you. I don't know.
Yeah. No.
I try to keep it vague. I don't know. Maybe I'm not supposed to talk about it at all.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I mean, I know they're shrouded in a little bit of secrecy.
And so. Robotistry.
Robotistry. Yeah, well, it was a good. The album, I think, for a lot of people, was a very big surprise, just in the way it came out, the way it sounded, and I mean, hearing you was different from what we'd expect, and it was really a breath of fresh air. I think a lot of people enjoyed it, from what I can tell. So,
well, one of my favorite songs is of them, called Veritas Quo. I don't know how to speak English.
I have that
of
problem.
Of them made a song.
They have that problem. I have that problem. Yeah, you're in good company.
Me and words don't go so good. Yeah, but so one of my favorite songs, Veritas Quo, that they made, sounded a lot like when they played me the Instant Crush. Actually, they played me two songs. One was the verse of Instant Crush, and one was the chorus. And I was like, well, can we combine these two things? That was my first question.
When you think about some of the solo stuff that you're doing, do you anticipate going back to some of the, I guess you'd say, that synthier stuff that you did with Phrases for the Young?
Well, it's probably the other way around. I mean, well, no, I mean, I still, there's keyboards that remain, the Voids. Yeah, I think that's kind of more what I'm into, like analog stuff that kind of sounds a little darker, maybe, is where I like synths to live in my world.
It seems like you like to explore, sounds that aren't necessarily common in the mainstream or indie mainstream, if you will, because the Strokes' first album, that was a sound that got popularized, but you guys were way ahead of it. So, I mean, you seem like you're always exploring new sounds for yourself and kind of carving out that territory.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely try not to just do the same thing over and over again. That's just, I don't know, I guess that's just boring. A lot of music is kind of boring, so I don't... And I'm always puzzled by that thing, even when people are puzzled or that you do something different. Or, I mean, it's the same way my creative process has always worked. It's not, I'm not trying to be different or anything, but...
But it works for you.
I mean, in the early days, it was more like I was trying to sound... The sounds that I liked... and was trying to emulate was like guided by voices, basically. And so that was cool. And the irony of what you're saying now, of like going back to, is that after the first record, I still felt like I wanted to do one more record like that, and that was Room on Fire, second Strokes record. And and everyone gave me a lot of S about it, because they said, oh, it sounds just like the first one. So you're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Right, you can't please everyone, and you have to be true to yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand. I mean...
Still half for other people, half for yourself. It's still 50-50, in my opinion. If not, then why would you even put it out? I mean, there's definitely vanity involved. But having said that, yeah, you want to... The 50% that's for you, you want to make sure it's, like, what you think is cool, and you're not just, like, compromising all of it.
going back to tyranny for a second, I guess to touch upon something we were mentioning a few minutes ago, do you worry about, you know, the state of the country? I mean, is that kind of where some of that album came from? Like, you're not trying to make a statement overtly, but get people thinking, generally speaking, whatever they might think?
I mean, the state of, you know, yeah, the state of the world, state of art, morality, politics, they're all kind of intertwined, I think. As you get older and wiser, perhaps, maybe you have more right to talk about that kind of thing. But, I mean, yeah, clearly, I mean, the whole, I think it's fairly obvious. I mean, I think maybe the mainstream thinking maybe hasn't put all the pieces together, but it's pretty clear that our system is pretty, you know.
Messed up.
It's just based on, you know, money and companies. I mean, it's not like democracy. You look at like what people actually want and what goes on, and it doesn't have anything to do with each other. So someone was talking to me about 1984 today. And
right.
I mean, it is that.
Very Orwellian.
I mean, there's not really, you know, freedom of the press unless you threaten someone powerful.
Right. Are we really a democracy still? Or are we a plutocracy? Do we have a few people with power, influence, and wealth that are really... I would have to probably agree with you. Yeah. And it's a frightening thing because if we don't...
No, probably. It's obvious. If you're, you know, aware of what's happening in detail, if you just want to live in a patriotic slogan dream, sure.
And that's the thing. I think a lot of people, unfortunately, they're happy to watch entertainment celebrity news at night and just...
Well, that's fine. But the problem is that there's no real news.
Right.
People watch, like, straight up propaganda and accept it as like objective news. It's pretty scary.
I agree.
And I'm not talking about just, you know, Fox News or anything. It's all the major media things. They're all mega corps.
Well, yeah, I mean,
CORPS.
I was watching something online last week from John Oliver. You know, all these different news networks. I think it was after Obama had authorized, you know, bombing in Iraq. It was funny because they all use the same language. It's just parroting. Because I think that people don't think critically about the news and the information that they take in. They don't form their own opinions. They listen and they kind of nod their heads. And they don't really question what they're hearing, assuming that it's true, trying to verify it. And, you know, it's worrisome.
Yeah, I mean, humans, when there's problems happening outside of their line of sight, they don't really have the same empathy unless it's happening to them or someone very close to them.
I think it's very inspiring that someone is willing to hopefully have
that.
A few people, you know, thinking, you know, because being behind a public microphone, I don't feel like I have any right to tell people what to think or what not to think. But I do feel like I like to encourage people to think.
You can tell them what you think. You don't
right.
have to tell them what to think.
Right. But more importantly, I just want them to think for themselves and to get thinking about things. So
well, why do you got to tell people what to do, though? No, I'm kidding. I'm just
You just like messing with me a little bit, but that's all right.
No. I'm down. I agree.
After the tour and everything, do you plan on doing some more recording with the Voids then?
Yeah. I mean, I'd record with all kinds of. Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're already working on some stuff, and I got plenty of things on the back burner.
You seem like someone who's got a lot of ideas that you're kind of tossing around in your head.
Yeah, tossing. I like to toss things around, I'll say. I've always dreamed about trying to record while being on tour, but it's pretty hard to do because you're, you know, traveling a lot, so.
Do you do a lot of songwriting on tour?
Almost none. That's why I'm kind of, I love touring, but I guess, songwriting more than touring, and when I tour, I can't work in that way, so. I should probably go play the show. I think they're probably waiting for me on stage.
Probably. Well, we're going to listen to Human Sadness from Julian Casablancas and the Voids. They're playing at the Observatory tonight, and thanks so much for coming
down. Don't change that dial. There's no other stations.
It's a secret. Be quiet. It's KX 93.5.